Blog Talk Radio.
I done succeeded in subside of yourself, dude. I don't feel pressure, I will never, I won't lose. Lost homies as young kings and now in tombs. A big heart before y'all, there's no room. Going for the greatest, so they trademark my shit. Superman playing, I don't need no psychic. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. She hate when I'm recording, cause I call her in the morning. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. Neglected friendships because this is more important. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. If I were you, I wouldn't like being the opponent. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, yeah, you know I'm on it. Shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. I've been jumped and left for dead, now I'm manifesting. But I've been walking on water since I've been resurrected. I got them second guessing the next time they cross me. I make this pistol sound beautiful when it's off key. Come to assault me, you'll get it like it's all free. Married to the game and refrain from adultery. Wavy and I'm saucy, this shit can get exhausting. You can think I'm kidding till I'm coming for your offspring. Tell Mari I'm sorry, it's never been apparent. SOB lieutenant, goddammit, you don't have the clearance. Going Dez Bryant for niggas that's running interference. Bury every beat that I'm on, I need more cemetery. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. She hates when I'm recording, cause I call her in the morning. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. I've neglected friendships because this is more important. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. If I were you, I wouldn't like being the opponent. I'm like, shit, you know I'm on it, yeah, you know I'm on it. Shit, you know I'm on it, and that's what makes them want it. They want it ever since I utilized my gift. Driven with the drive to supersize my whip. I do illusions with the music, keep your eyes on this. One hand on the wheel, the other on the steel. I treat every day like they coming to kill. I don't trust nobody, look at Cain and Abel. I know they want my help, but see I can't enable.
Yo, what's good? Welcome to Hip Hop at the Round Table. Sorry for the delay, this your boy Hip Hop, got the nigga Sinatra on the line. What's good, bro?
Yo, what's good, son?
Nothing, man. But, shoot, man, we're a little less on time, so let's get straight into it, man. We had a new battle drop. We're going to get into the 2-on-2, but we had a new battle drop from the PGs, Big Hand versus Jay Murda. You know what I'm saying? You sent the link out, so you wanna give your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know, last show or the show before I was talking about Jay Murda. I wasn't really too crazy about Jay Murda. But this PG battle, anytime you see people coming from Philly, you just want them to put on. So, never know who it's going to be, you know, because you just want Philly to be back where they're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, it's crazy because watching the battle, starting the first round, it took a little slow. They started off a little slow for me anyway, personally. But second round was super fire. Like, both of their second rounds, I thought, second and third was a crazy second and third round. But I actually like Son from Philly. You know, I thought for me, again, I had not been such a fan of Jay Murda or just hadn't seen him do anything that impressed me yet. But in the second round, you know, he just was rapping. You know, he was talking that talk and I was looking for a specific thing and, you know, nitpicking when he just had a skill. He was just rapping. So it was dope. I still edged it to Son from Philly. I just liked him. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was dope. I thought he was good. It was refreshing. I thought he did edge the second and third. That's just my personal opinion. You know what I mean? But if somebody said Jay Murda won the second, not mad at you at all. You know what I mean? But I thought the battle was cool. I actually was glad I caught it. You know what I'm saying? It came out at the time, I think, like 4 minutes when it just came out. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I watched it. It was cool. It was cool.
Yeah, definitely, yo. We got the homie Nels on the line, man. What's good, Brody?
Yo, what's good, fellas?
What's good, boy?
Ain't nothing, man. Just got done, you know. Leaving the gym, man. Taking the steroids. You know how I do it, man.
Balco, nigga.
Yo, son, you know what's crazy, though? I work at a gym, yo. I work at a gym now, so I'm about to try to get like nails, so maybe my beard get thicker. I don't know.
Bro, that's all you got to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Work in the gym, bro. I'm in the gym all day, bro. Like, all I do, I just train people all day, bro. So I just train people, take steroids, and just watch battle rap, bro. That's
it's
it, man. That's my life now.
It's me and nails be eating yogurt on his lunch break doing curls.
Yogurt with the granola. But yo, man, how did you feel about this PG battle that dropped? Did you catch it?
Yeah, I didn't catch that joint yet, to be honest with you, man. You know, from what I've been seeing and from what I've been hearing from y'all, you know, I'm kind of missing out. So I gotta peep that joint, man. But you know, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, no, we're gonna get into the next joint after. Let me get these bars off. My point with the fill of the battle, it comes down to two words that really shows me who won this battle. Cal, C-A-L, and Cow, C-O-W. Now, how...
Oh, I'm proud of
this
that,
tells you how,
oh, my God.
Yo, son, now listen to this. Now, listen to this. This is the problem I have with Jay Murda. Now, you was right. He raps his ass off, bro. That is, I'm giving it to him. That's one thing that's very true. Since that Jay Murda battle, you can even say the Rosenberg battle. You've seen a new Jay Murda, and I'm loving it, you know what I'm saying? But it's just certain shit that he'd be saying, I'd just be like, yo, for real, bro? Like, it's like he his setup be so strong, and then the punch just be so amateur sometimes. I'd just be like, what the fuck? Like, is the projection just, you know what I'm saying, is it selling the bar better? I don't know, to the crowd, but some of the shit that he's saying, I'd just be like, yo, are you kidding me? Like, it'd be nice, but it sounds very amateur. Just the way he's setting up, it sounds so grippy there, everything. He just says something, a nigga from wherever, you know what I'm saying, an up-and-coming nigga, they will probably say, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Cow bar, like, or, like, his, like, I don't mean to nit, this, me, maybe I'm nitpicking, but it's just because I see so much in Jay Murda's progression, it's little shit like that, that should really, it should be nipped in the bud, you know what I'm saying, if you're trying to get to where you at. Like, his reaching is starting to get very, very, very noticeable, you know what I'm saying? Like, what he's trying to do with it is, I like the way he's trying to, you know what I'm saying, set up a punch, but you can hear him trying to stretch the word, like when he did the Israel bar, you know what I'm saying, Israel bar, you know what I'm saying, like, son, real don't sound alike, bro. Like, come on, you forcing that. Like, those are little things I
mean, you reaching. That's like,
I'm reaching, nigga, he literally reached, though. Like,
yeah,
that's the
but
thing,
I mean,
though.
I'm not saying, like, those are like,
but did you hear my,
those are words, like, that was like
right
a stretch on words. Like, that's not, all right, yo, I hate to do this, but, like, yo, it's just funny. I remember, you know, my brother always be using the Jay-Z. You know, Jay-Z's voice line is, like, so those opposites attract, like, magnets. Like, who the fuck calls a magnet a magnet? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, I listen to it in Jay-Z voice, and it's just hilarious.
Yeah, like, that's, like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody calls a magnet a magnet. So, like,
oh, y'all
it's
crazy,
real,
man.
Israel, like, come on,
bro. Like, come on, son. But it's 2016 now. Like, we've been dealing with this for almost, like, 3 years now. Like, I see people trying to stretch their – they're trying to stretch their pen and all that such, but it's like, son, some of y'all are just, like, making words that are just – like, some words just don't go together, bro. Like, but that's why I said – well, now, where you go with Cal, how Big Hand had the bar where he said, I bring the Cal low like a – Like I'm no fat or something like that. Something like that. So I bring in the Cal low like I'm using no fat.
I mean,
or
we
like
not,
that.
But
okay,
it's
but
a little
bit. Hold on. It's cleaner,
that's
though.
A
that's
bad
all I'm
setup
saying. If,
and, like, That's a bad
I'm messing it up, but it's the point that it's cleaner, though. If you're going to try to do something like that, that's why I like Big Hand's performance. It was cleaner. The way he delivered stuff was cleaner. It was smoother. Like, everything was, you know what I'm saying, it came out perfect for him, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of the shit, he had a couple of dry spots in the first, but I think it was more the crowd warming up, because I like some of the stuff he was saying in the first. But I just think everything he said was, it was received way better than how I received it from Jake Murda, as some of the stuff he had, the, you know what I'm saying, the points he had to think about it, bar, stuff like that. Is like, I think he is getting to a point where he's in a space where he can really surpass, like, a lot of the people in his class. But I think little things like that is going to hold him back from me, you know what I'm saying, for me, because I like guys like Big Hand, or, you know what I'm saying, guys like Snake Eyes, guys like Ryder. These guys are, you know what I'm saying, clean cut. You rarely hear any type of reaching out of their bars. You can hear the authenticity. Not saying he's not authentic, but it's just the way their delivery is way smoother. You can't really pinpoint who they sound like. You know what I'm saying? Notice he said he sounds like another Prez Mafia as the Big Hand. You can't say who he really sound like.
Yeah, but, bro, I mean, you know, Jay Murda has more battles than those people. I understand what you're saying from a fan perspective, but, you know, like the boy we saw battle.
Nah, it's not really
battle,
much
Jay Murda,
fan. It's just listening to bars.
You know what I'm saying? From that battle, Jay Murda, he's new. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go find some more battles of him, or tell me how many battles you've seen him battle with. You know what I'm saying? Or Snake Eyes. Like, I don't know. I just want him to tell me he watched Snake Eyes battle. That's
well,
what I wanted to tell
you. I don't know no Snake Eyes fight, nigga. You gonna tell Big Hand, nigga? That nigga be going in, nigga. What, nigga?
Talk
PA,
to him.
Nigga.
Talk
PA
to
really
him, bro.
Sound like, nigga.
It's not even a PA thing, though, bro.
Hey, yo,
like,
listen.
Talk about his resume,
this
man.
This is how I know you don't pay attention. That nigga got an ill-ass blog with Jay Black. And if you ain't paying attention to Jay Black, you ain't paying attention to what's going on. Period.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, man, I was cute with your little Jay Blog shit, man, but you still don't watch no Snake Eyes.
But no, but
it's a PA nigga.
But see how he watches Big Hand, that's how I watch Snake Eyes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I watched his battle, his indie joints before he got to Smack, and he only had four battles going up into, you know what I'm saying, going up until Smack. So him, the way that his style was, it was such an impact, and it was such authentic, like
you
said,
fresh
breath air.
Sinatra salty that nigga motherfucking wreck is done for, yo. He's been salty. Real shit, yo. That nigga, low key.
Bro, I forgot
that
about
nigga Rick, salty
bro.
As hell, yo.
Yeah.
Real shit. That nigga salty on the low.
Yeah, listen, I'm not even gonna hold you, son. I just told you, I told my brother yesterday, right? I'm like, yo, them niggas don't even battle no more. I said them niggas on, you know, they was doing Sirius Radio or some shit. They was doing something with like.
Yeah, they got the mix. They got a mixtape out.
With Sway. Yeah, I'm like, them niggas is done. Like, yeah, that shit was crazy. But I'm saying,
I like
Hop
that move, though.
Hop is saying that Jay Murda was using stretch bars like Israel.
No, I said amateur. I say he had a lot of
amateur punches. Like,
yeah.
Israel. But I'm saying, you know, I was using the term with the opponent that Jay Murda had that we just watched, and Snake Eyes is like, those people that you're referring to, that those opponents, those are still newer people than Jay Murda. Are you going off of a lot of stuff that he has? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, bro. I mean, you know, Jay Murda,
his past battle shouldn't have to do with anything about what he's saying in this battle. Like, I keep it a fact. Jay Murda was.
When you get tired of somebody
I never said I was tired of Jay Murda. That's the thing. This is more of a critique. That's why I said I want him. This is stuff he should be nipping in the bud now, so that he can continue to get that progression, because I feel like little things like that are going to hold him back if he was to ever come on a big stage or some shit like that. Like, no, like, nah, son, like, that's just me, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that didn't work with Cortez, as you can see, you know what I'm saying? He had to step it up from there. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it should be, you know what I'm saying, actually, he has been stepping it up with the bars, too, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I feel like it's a further, he's just further progression, and as me, as a person that's watching the battle and having to recap it, I feel like I should be the one that, you know what I'm saying, point those things out so that he could be known for the next battle so it can be cleaned up. And it's nothing negative at all, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm loving what I'm seeing from Jay Murder, you know what I'm saying? It's just little
yo,
things
that
like
nigga,
that just give me like, come on, son.
On my nigga Murder too, son. That nigga don't like that nigga. Yo, Sinatra don't like that nigga, man. I told you. That nigga Sinatra low-key. I don't even think Sinatra like battle right
now. Nah, he picked him up. He picked him up for this battle.
Nah, he did better. He did better this battle. Like, second and third round, you know what I mean? They was really cooking. It was
a
preference thing because, like, Son from PA was cooking in that second round. And, you know, it was a feel. You know, Jay Murder gave me a feel, too, in that second round. That's why, like, I was saying, whoever you say won the second, I'm not mad because it was definitely a feel. And the third round was dope, too. First round was a little slow, but I actually gave it to someone from PA still, but I thought Jay Murder was better. That's why Hop kind of surprised me with his criticism, but, you know, it's all good. What did you think of the battle?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I gave it the big hand 2-1. Murder was doing his thing, though. But my man came through it, and you know, first time on that stage, you know, and on that camera, with the URL in the background, I felt like he did what he needed to do. You know what I'm saying? Now, was that a big stage worthy performance? Fuck no. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it all the way 100 around these parts. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, for that stage right there, and for the, yo, for real, whatever event that was right there, that shit was low-key official because a lot of ill battles were coming
that
from
was
that
the,
stage right there.
Fuck. I think that was a joint right after the Super Bowl PGs.
Yo,
that
real
was
shit,
right after
that,
the Super Bowl
yo,
PGs.
Yo, that card right there low-key was fire because the Glue Easy Reaper Rel came from over there. The other,
mm-hmm.
I forget.
Badass,
the other bull's name? The crazy ass, the bull with the long ass head that was with Solcon. Him and the other bull had a nice little battle that was over there at that little.
The son that
spot.
Was Solcon. What?
Yo, you ain't see that battle? Bull came out with the mask on, like fucking like O Solo did. He came out with the and he had long ass hair, and the nigga Solcon was there, and he was like acting like he was like a doctor or some shit. You ain't see that shit?
Oh, my man T.Y. Yeah.
That's what the boy.
I know you saw. Yeah, son did look like Solcon though. He did son. Yo, but yeah, they definitely producing some great talent. You know what I'm saying from these events though. Real talk.
Yo, all I do know. Born Legacy and this unfinished business. I'm in the building for those. I just want to make that note.
Matter of fact, Sinatra, speaking of Snake Eyes, Big Hand and Snake Eyes is next up for they battle the next one. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know which card it is. I think it's the next on this May 22nd card, but they battling too. I think that you'll be able to see what I'm talking about by that authenticity. You know what I'm saying? You can really. It's just they give that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't even know how to describe it, bro.
Yo,
Sinatra. Yeah.
That feel that made you fall in love with Rex, like these niggas is bringing that shit back.
Yeah, you missed my recap of it, bro, because that's what I said. It was a feel. It was like, yo, the kid from Philly, you know, it was one of those, like I said, you know, you want Philly to be back where it needs to be. You know what I'm saying? And you never know which person when you hear they from Philly who's going to be it, and I'm not putting that pressure on
back.
Him. But he was
back,
good.
Bro.
He was really good.
That pressure,
and
though.
I'm going to tell you why I'm saying he was really good. Not just good, but really good. Because, you know, a lot of times the past, Philly rappers that we've been seeing, you know what I mean? Like the more streetwise, it seems like they've been a little out of touch a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like they had to get in the ring and see what it was like and see what the crowd was like and then go back to it. And I felt like with him,
you know,
because
why?
That was my first time seeing him, You know what I mean? Like, y'all said, he was with Jay Black, though. You know what I'm saying? But that was my first time seeing him.
But
that,
before he was with Jay Black, yo, he was doing work. I ain't even going, like, but go ahead, Lynx.
Yo, no, I'm not going to hold you, though. That blog is, like, 5 months old, my nigga. That shit is dumb old. And, like, all the battles that they were talking about then, I went and checked them all out. Like, and that nigga be cooking, my nigga. He be running.
If you get a chance, they were rapping. So what I liked about the battle that I tried to say to Hop was, like, yo, they were rapping to each other. It wasn't like, you know, I said maybe I was nitpicking with Jay Murda because I'm looking for, is he a puncher or a schemer or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? Instead of just taking it back to the essence where, why don't you figure out what you think the nigga is instead of letting somebody label him for you. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that they were going back and forth, and that was cool. And I just, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I would like to see him again. And I don't want them to be rushed because I feel like, you know, they working. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to see them niggas on Summer Madness, you know what I mean, or, like, at the big event at the end of the year, some shit like that. Just let them boys work. But I thought it was cool.
And, you know, and I think that's what the – I think that's what Norris – I was watching a couple of his interviews. He's kind of – he seemed like he's starting to get back to – he said he wanted to bring it back to that strict PG, like, if you ain't bringing that A game, your shit ain't dropping, like, type shit like that. So I think they're going to be on a tighter leash with these PGs, and just, you know what I'm saying, making sure that when they're ready, they're ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they put Gaddafi on Born Legacy 3, you know what I'm saying, after the Prophecy battle. You know what I'm saying? I think things like that, that's an okay push, you know what I'm saying, as to going towards a rookies and vets already or something like that, you know what I'm saying? So I think that if you have a great performance, like how, you know what I'm saying, some of these guys in these PGs have been having, I think a position on the Born Legacy card would be beneficial, you know what I'm saying, just to really see if they're, you know what I'm saying, could they go to the rookies and vets to that next level, or, you know what I'm saying, they can go back to have another PG, you know what I'm saying, stay in the PG realm.
Well, I mean, it was cool, man. I mean, it was a cool battle. Like I said, man, I sent it to y'all because, you know, it had just dropped, and something about it just looked as if, you know what I mean, it could be interesting. So I didn't really know it was, at that time, you know what I mean, what type of battle was going to be, but it was cool. Yo, but before we get into the 2-on-2 and just the card, yo, I seen a joint with Real Deal today with, like, him at the school with the kids and all that, yo. And
yo,
you know,
before
I
you say
that,
that that's not the first time he did that, son. That's not. I'm just saying, yo, he really does that a lot. That's really dope, though. I would love to be a student.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that shit. I thought, you know, I seen it on URL. I said, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? They had the nigga out there, Mr. Weber, and all that. I said, oh shit, this nigga's really teaching shit. So I'm like, all right, that shit was cool.
Nigga, you thought that was like a joke or something?
No. I'm saying he was a teacher, you know what I'm saying? But I thought it was, you know, really cool. I was like, yo, my nigga, did you see that shit? It was like, yo, I didn't know what type of teacher he was, what grade he taught. So he's teaching, like, youth, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is cool. You know what I'm saying? I can't take that from him. I thought that shit was dope.
Yeah,
that's
why I fuck with Real Deal, son.
Definitely keep it
100.
Yo, Real, that's why I fuck with Real Deal, because he stays in his lane and he can rap, my nigga. Like, he can rap, yo. So I'm saying the ball can spit.
He didn't just do it to showcase his talent. Like, the kids had.
Yeah, it was a reason.
I believe they have won some award or something, like 2 years in a row. I forget the full description, but they said that they were doing
some achievement.
Like, the kids was doing well. Yeah. So that shit was the whole thing. I mean, just shout out to, you know, Real Deal. You know what I mean? Shout out, you know what I mean, to URL for putting that out there for the people to see. That shit was dope. Ayo, so what'd y'all think of the 2-on-2?
Nelson, cutting all that. Alright, so you know what, from what I was hearing, a lot of people wasn't too hype about this battle in the building. But really, bro, this was actually a good battle. I like the battle. T-Top and Briz first round was dope. That Golden Eye shit, that bar was crazy. That bar was fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, that was super fire. That was fire.
Yeah,
that was fire.
This was dope. But niggas can't really sleep on Beat Magic and Chilla first round though. I think they was very consistent in that first round.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not that big, you know, haymaker, but I think they was a little bit more consistent in that first round.
A lot of punches.
But that haymaker was just a little bit too much, I think. So I gave the first to T-Top and Briz. The second round, I really think I gave the second round to Chilla and B-Magic. You know, I liked how they, you know, B-motherfucking Magic, how like Chilla was acting like B-Magic, B-Magic was acting like Chilla, and they was taking, you know, each other's styles and shit like that. I thought that was real dope. So I gave Chilla and B-Magic the second round. That third round, my nigga Chilla kind of fucked it up for me, man, when he was saying, you know, to... Yeah, I know what I'm about
it
to
was
say.
Funny,
man.
Like, yo, Chilla fucked it up.
So that nigga really... Yo, that nigga hopped in the fucking time machine, took us back 2 years ago. What was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And did the same fucking thing he did last time.
Yeah.
Fucked up on the same bar. Nigga. It's been 3 years, bro, and you still can't get that shit right. My nigga, that's like, nigga,
what
that's us having Calico on here.
Yo,
and then, like, Calico fucking up telling us what a fucking proctor is, my nigga. I bet you, if you go to Calico right now and ask him what's a proctor, he'll tell you.
Yo, this nigga said he had 3 years to practice that shit, and he's still fucking that shit up.
He still fucked it up. And, yo, you know what? And, like, yo, I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, shit. It's about to go down. Like, yeah, come on, Chilla. Then I'm like, damn. You fucked it up again, nigga.
Hey, yo.
Just off of that.
No bullshit. There been some funny-ass chokes this year, yo. No lie.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hilarious.
Hell yeah.
Hilarious.
I mean, he ain't really choked, though, but that stumble
was hilarious.
Nah,
that was bad. I'm with Nails on that. You got to understand. I agree. It's bad because, bro, that's not the first time you choked on
that
fucking
bar. I didn't say it wasn't bad.
Don't say that shit no more, bro. Don't say that shit no more. Don't like, practice that shit. Just leave that shit where it's supposed to be, yo. Like,
niggas,
you know what I mean?
Crazy, yo.
Yo, that nigga Earl was like, nigga, no, that shit is not going to be hot. I'm telling you.
That nigga Earl took that word into his possession. Like, no.
Yeah, yo.
That word is fake.
Yeah, bro. That right there, that whole verse, it's going in there with, like, Proctor and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
With that being said, I got
T-Top and Briz that shit 2-1. What's up?
You said you got Briz and T-Top 2-1?
Hey, yo, Nels.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's up, man? About that Calico bar, right? That Calico bar. I was there for that, right? And, you know, it was bad. But it didn't look that bad live. Maybe because in real time shit was just going so fast.
Right.
It didn't look
that nigga
that
was
bad
really
live.
Trying to explain
but
that shit.
On
like...
camera? Yeah, but on camera, though, that shit was hilarious, nigga. I was fucking crying at the camera.
Yo, you would have thought the nigga had a teleprompter in front of him trying to explain that shit.
Yo.
Oh,
nah,
my gosh.
Shut
up, Cal,
right, it wasn't that long. Like, I told you, son, it was like, the edit, because it wasn't, I don't remember it being that bad. Like, I don't think it was that bad.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't remember that shit being that bad.
It was not
like,
that
bad. Like,
I remember him fucking up,
and then, like, you know what I mean? He was trying to get it back. But, you know, to really, this nigga shit was worse. You know what I mean?
It's the fucking third time he did it, my nigga.
Yeah, but go ahead, though.
Oh, my God, man. Y'all niggas is crazy, son.
I mean, I'm not going to hold you. The battle was cool. You know, I'm actually surprised that Nels even gave it a recap like that, because I just thought that, you know, similar to, you know, a battle like Hitman Hollow versus Hollow back in the day, the Style Clash. If it didn't work, it just didn't work. So when two people, like a two-on-two, when a team don't work, it just don't work. It didn't work for me with Chilla and B-Magic. I thought them switching up to be each other's style was corny. I thought them incorporating their slogans together was corny. Oh, by the way, J Murda's slogan, I like his slogan, by the way. But, you know what I mean? I thought that shit was like, I mean, it was okay. They had some cool moments. And then Chilla did that bullshit. It was just like, you know.
That bullshit.
Like,
yo,
yeah,
y'all niggas,
my nigga,
y'all
nah,
niggas
listen,
have
can't.
No heart.
Yo,
yo
listen. I'm pretty sure Chilla Jones kicked yourself for that shit, nigga.
Yo.
You know what I'm
oh
saying? Like,
God.
That's
listen.
Why you leave that shit in the past. Like, you know when we be mad as fans when niggas, like, repeat old bars and say those shit and niggas
yo.
Repeat it with them? It's like, what? Like, I didn't even know when, like, yo, for you, Nels, if you got hype when he started to do that shit, I'm mad at you, too. Because when he started to do that shit, I got mad.
Hey,
when that nigga said that shit, I got upset, bro.
Yo, I got to ask y'all a question. Man. Since y'all talking about that, how do y'all feel about niggas keep using either old rhymes that they done used and try to, like, recycle it, or old rhymes that their new crew members used to have?
I just told
DNA
you, we talked about this.
DNA and K-Shine, because that's what they did the whole time against Tay Rock and Two Surfer. That shit didn't
work.
Yo,
that's the new Get Me Some Water. That's the new Get Me Some Water, my nigga. Like, yo,
let me get
like,
me some water.
Yo, that
no,
is the new. Let me get some water. I swear, yo, I don't give a fuck what nobody says. When niggas go back to that shit, I'll be like, yo, get this nigga some water. Cause it's like I don't understand why
you
doing that.
But you gotta think, some of it, they write that though. They like actually put that in the.
So when he's writing that shit, go get that nigga some water.
Yo, on some G shit. Yo, some G shit. When people come out, I don't like when people come out using other people's slogans and niggas get hyped. That shit is so whack. You know what I'm saying? That shit is so whack. Like for real. That I think that shit is corny. Like, why y'all niggas getting hyped for? Especially if they're battling the person too. It's like,
yeah.
Are you serious? Y'all niggas
yo,
is going that crazy.
If it's not
crazy.
Your slogan and I know it and we chant it, I don't think that shit is cool because it's not. That's not what I paid for. All right, the slogan. I know DNA is gonna do that. You know what I mean? I know certain rappers is gonna do it. But after that, you be like, yo. But I'm the same nigga that said like that shit, yo, bro. Yo, listen, this ain't a concert. Leave that shit alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave that shit alone. Period. So I ain't fucking with that, Lynx. I'm just not. That shit is corny.
Yeah.
Period.
That shit is real. That shit is real whack, and I think that shit is lazy in the pen. I mean, nigga.
Well, if $3 does that shit again, like, if Mook was to come out with down on his head, down on the, like, yo, niggas, would, yo, we would boo the, oh, my God. We would boo the fuck out that boy.
No.
Well, Kawhi
no,
nah, you know, if we did it one time, if we did it one time, they going to cheer for him.
We shouldn't. I'm going to tell you.
They
should have,
but they
Listen. If Mook comes out and says it, it's going to get a pass. But
right.
If whoever Mook's battling.
If you talk about
it,
if
Mook did it. It's like if Mook's battling somebody and they try to say that against Mook, that's when it's like, boo. Get the fuck out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got, see,
it's like,
I can
it's like
K-Shine
when he says every. It's like
K-Shine
when he does
when
a 5 foot
people,
nigga with a Death Wish joint.
Yeah, this shit is whack, yo. I can't get jiggy with it.
That nigga is really.
I said, I can't get jiggy with that shit.
We're getting off track, though. I think we're getting a little off track, but
I'm just saying,
I just want to get back to the battle.
Don't repeat that shit
your point,
again. Like, Chilla Jones, please leave that shit with Proctors and other shit that's in the vault and the shit that happened with Cortez and Young Ill. Like, leave that shit in the past. Right back to
All right, like, where we at?
Nah, man. Me, personally, I'm pretty much, first round, I felt like everything murdered around the table. I got T-Top in them. Like, Chilla and them definitely threw a lot of punches, you know what I'm saying? They definitely were consistent, as Nell said. But I feel like that Haymaker was one good knockdown, you know what I'm saying, that they really couldn't match up to. And I really feel like after that first round, it kind of, like, the battle to me died down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It were some good moments here and there, but it wasn't nothing too crazy for me. You know what I'm saying? I liked a couple of the angles that T-Top and Briz were using against Magic and Chilla, which were some good angles, I ain't going to lie. Had me laughing. But the switching styles thing was it was a good idea, but it wasn't executed as, you know what I'm saying, as well as we thought it was going to be. Because maybe it's go to see, maybe only Chilla can do the schemes like he can do, and maybe Beast Magic can only do his punches like he can. I mean, it was all right to see, but it didn't really, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't executed as well as I thought it would have been, especially as I heard it was, you know what I'm saying, executed. Third round, I just edged it to
Link, this shit was trash. Link still got no chill,
but
nah,
he ain't lying. But the thing was, that's what I said, like, after the first round, it got, the battle died down to me. Like, that's why I really don't have that much replay value to me. But the third round, I edged it to T-Top and Briz. I mean, if you want the second round, it was that was probably the, you know what I'm saying, the most boring round to me. You know what I'm saying? It's back and forth. You want to give it to Chilla, I'm not mad. If you want to give it to T-Top and them, I'm not mad either. But I know for sure they definitely got the first and third, though. And I think this is the reason why, yeah, though. I think it's just their chemistry, too, that held over for them. Like, they had way better chemistry. I think that's why they're getting booked for other 2-on-2 battles, and they are, you know what I'm saying? I swear I've been thinking about that all day. I was like, yo, why do I see T-Top and Briz on the UW card, and they just started, like, and I was like, oh, maybe because it was this performance. Like, I see the chemistry is clean, you know what I'm saying? They definitely feed off each other very well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, I thought they was pretty good together. So it'd be good to see them go at it again. And I think a lot of us predicted that, you know what I'm saying, that their chemistry was gonna be good.
Yo, Mel.
Yo, yo.
Yo,
yo, what up, bro?
Who you really thought won this right here, man?
Top and Briz.
All right.
Top and Briz 2-1. I got them winning the first and the third round. I edged Chilla and Magic on that second round.
Hey, yo, I'm sorry. You can't mix. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with Chilla Jones and B-Magic as a team. You can't mix up-tempo. You know what I'm saying? You can't mix it up and
thank
down.
Thank you.
It doesn't work.
Thank
it
you.
It don't work, yo. Like, real shit. When it comes to tag teams, if you ever think about any tag team from wrestling to whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, every
man,
tag team
I can tell you,
has the same exact energy. You know what I'm saying? Like
yo, this might y'all might think I'm dogging them. Chilla and Briz would be like the Rock and Sock connection, as to T-Top and Briz would probably be like the New Age Outlaws. You know what I'm saying? Like, one is just put together for the time right then and there, as to one actually built with each other, and you know what I'm saying, you can see the chemistry with each other.
Because
I'm a wrestler head,
Briz.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying you gotta understand Briz and T-Top are, them niggas actually chill together. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And they've been chilling together before them niggas got on the battle rap circuit. So Chilla Jones and B-Magic wasn't chilling, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? It's different.
Yeah, but
K-Sean,
go ahead, bro. My fault.
Yeah. Now, you said, what about K-Sean? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just like K-Sean and DNA, I agree with you, what you're saying, but I do want to say, like, K-Sean and DNA don't have the similarities. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not it's not like they
but
both
they,
have the same energy.
They built on
Cause
it, though,
K-Sean, bro. K-Sean is like, they're like, those two have more like of a perfect balance where, like, one's hype, one's laid back. I felt like just Chilla. It's kind of like B-Magic is always cool, laid back, and Chilla is just kind of like reserved. So that shit just don't work, you know. And then I'll be high watching the battles, like, that shit is like, what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I do think that 2-on-2 shit, it doesn't mean, it, chemistry and energy play is a huge role, you know what I'm saying, of course.
Yes.
But I feel like Chilla Jones and B-Magic just, like, I feel like Chilla Jones and Big T would be good together. Because, like, they, you know, wordplay, intricacy and shit. Like, I think they would be good together. I don't know who B-Magic would be good with, but Chilla Jones.
B-Magic
would
be
like
good
that.
With another puncher. Like, it's that's, to me, it's clear as day.
Nah,
better with another puncher. Like if you would have B Magic and a Danny Myers with each other, come on, B Magic and a Danny Myers, punch for punch, you know what I'm saying, type tandem, or B Magic rub nitty punch for punch type tandem, like it works
yeah,
better for
that's
me.
That's what
you
need
they
right
could be able
there,
to,
right there.
They could be able to follow
right
each other's
there.
Pace easier, you know what I'm saying? As we've seen with B Magic, he's been, you know what I'm saying, as it's not something he just started doing. I've been watching a lot of his old, he's been switching up with the flow. You know what I'm saying? Going to the little, you know what I'm saying, scatter float and, you know what I'm saying, go back to the, you know what I'm saying, punch joint. Like, it's something I think, you know what I'm saying, so that's what I feel like. That's why I said for certain things like that, I think a Danny Myers would be good. Or you could do a Rubnady, either or, you know what I'm saying, as long as, you know what I'm saying, it's a good puncher, you know what I'm saying, that can be able to step, that can be able to match with B Magic, you're good, you know what I'm saying? Luckily, he has those, which I don't get why he didn't go for those, but I don't know. That,
hey,
was,
yo,
just
that
was just the most random tandem.
My fault. Hey, yo, I got to ask you something. So I seen this joint today. I was on Twitter, and I seen DNA A-Verb going back and forth, right?
Again?
And, you know, yeah, yo, and somebody was like, yeah, yo, like a fan, yo, this is like some crazy shit to me. A nigga told Verb, yo, so, yo, you think you better than DNA? Tell me what battle of yours that you did is better than DNA versus Disaster. Yo, and I was like, yo, these niggas is crazy, bro. Like,
that
yo.
Is, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like he had.
No.
I'm just saying, I see where he gets the confidence to say that. Cause we can't lie, that is a pretty epic battle, you know what I'm saying, for that time it was, too. But all you can say
I mean, that's
is,
a cool battle.
Verb Hitman.
That's a very good battle.
You know what I'm saying? That take. I was going to say, all you say is Verb and Hitman, and that, you know what I'm saying, takes the cake right there. You know what I'm saying? But
Verb and Hitman, I mean, yo, that shit, all right, listen, people are going to downplay that because they was friends or whatever. Okay, fine.
I'm
going to
downplay
him versus
that. That was a great battle.
What
son.
About that nigga versus Hollow? Like, him versus Hollow, I don't think people are.
Two-rounder, crazy. Come
yo,
on.
That shit was so, to this day, I really don't know who won that battle, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I still
like,
feel Verb won that battle.
I don't know who won
yo,
that battle, bro.
I'm not even
what
mad
you say,
at
what
you
nigga. Say, we say
yo,
bring him to beat him like Jesus.
Yeah. Yo, anybody that thinks Verb won that battle, I'm not mad at you, yo. And
I'm not mad at you.
That was a hungry Verb, man.
Yeah, yo, on some G shit, listen, DNA only has good, yo, his best battles are outside of the URL.
I won't say that
very
either,
true.
Bro, because Young Ill.
I know that.
I
think that's true.
Nah, man. Come on. His Susur battle
come
was good.
On,
yo,
his Big T battle
that
was really
was
good.
But
yo,
it's not
Big
up,
T
there,
was
up there
really
with his
good.
Disaster joint.
His Big
disaster,
T battle was damn near classic, bro. That's a very good battle.
Bruh.
You bug it. You bug right.
I know. That's a good battle. It is. I'm not taking that away, but does it match up with Disaster? DNA versus Arsenal? Does that match
I mean,
up with
me,
DNA
me
versus
shit.
Disaster?
Me,
come on.
Big T
yo.
Versus motherfucking DNA? Come on, bro.
Yo, on some G shit.
Big T with him.
Yo, nigga, you know why? I don't think you realize why the DNA and Disaster battle is bigger than all the battles you just named that DNA was in. First of all, this is one
come
of the
on.
First. This is around the time when celebrities are first coming to battle. Drake was
yeah.
standing right
mm-hmm.
there in the mix, my nigga. That battle
yeah.
got way more views than any of the battles you just named. I'm trying to tell you, DNA only does real numbers outside of the URL. He has some good battles in the URL, yes. But his better battles are all outside of the URL. Because
yeah, the ones that made DNA's name, they outside of the or the outside
I mean,
of
I
the
think
URL.
DNA made his name when he was young, bro. But I'm not saying DNA made another name for himself outside of,
yeah.
of the URL.
Yeah, and guess where
but
he made that? And guess where he made that name at? Wasn't the URL? It was Grind Time.
Yeah,
nigga.
but he got his
Grind Time.
Can't get
it done. Don't
battle. You can't battle. You can't battle Sue Surf and motherfucking Big T and all them and then go over to King of the Dot. Like, he made it. He showed niggas from URL you can go somewhere
yo.
Else in the Charlie Quick.
Hey, yo, listen.
But I ain't going to
do no, it was never that. To think about it, he was just brought over there.
He
was just brought to the URL
first.
From there. They just
he
brought him over there.
He was Time first, my nigga. He was
his first battle
first.
Was with. His first battle was against Surf, was if I'm not mistaken, or was it OMP?
That was another crazy battle, too. Like, these are like fights, bro. And those, I'm not saying that they're bigger battles. I'm just saying that I like the Big T, what's-her-name battle, DNA battle better. I like that battle.
I know,
better.
But that's your
and
personal preference.
Disaster versus DNA.
Yeah,
is like a huge battle. Drake funded some of that battle, I believe. You know what I mean? That car. So like, that's an understatement, bro. And you know the rebuttals and all that. I'm just saying, the first time I saw Big T versus DNA was like, yo, and DNA was constantly, yo. This is when Big T was Big T. You know what I'm saying? Sue Surf was still coming into his own, but them boys was like, they constantly gave that nigga challenges, and he wasn't a street nigga in a street time. It was hard to be a nigga like DNA in those times, bro.
But
like,
where you?
Remember when we talked about Bill Mack? Remember when we talked about
Bill Mack? You gotta remember, he battled. He battled. He was already ready for that. He battled in Grind Time New York. He wasn't in the West Coast with the niggas. He was still in that element.
His better battles are still outside of the zone. You got to understand, my nigga.
Yeah.
When you get the fucking coming in your battle talking about Big T almost put me in the body bag when I jumped out in it, nah, my nigga, you can't say that's not a good performance, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. You get that shit the fuck out of here, nigga. Get that performance the fuck out of here, nigga.
Nah,
he
lost
about,
that
nigga.
Battle.
Like,
He won that battle, clearly.
Yo, listen. I think he lost to Big T. I think he lost to Oom-P. You know what I'm saying? And the Surf battle, both of them, like, when I watch.
Come on, give him
battle,
that one. You got to get. Come on, man.
I can't.
You know he
I
got
can't,
you got
that.
Surf put his hand on his head too much back there.
That's the <right. laughs>
Nigga,
I love it, man. That was. Yo, listen, but Sue Surf paid attention because that used to be Surf's biggest knock back in the day. Surf was saying the toughest shit with his hand on his hip, and niggas was killing for that shit. Y'all never think like those. My nigga, that's back in the day with Heineken and all that, bro. Like, those days, like, so that's why,
but
like, maybe
I
it's
think,
that time. I like that time a lot, too. You know, because
I don't know.
It was harder. It was harder.
But no, it's no problem. I don't think that's not a problem. It's not a problem with liking that time either, but it, you know what I'm saying? You just got to, I think
I
we
mean,
all
yo,
have to, we all understand that those moments that he had off URL are some of the ones that made him, you know what I'm saying? I could say he's up there in that legend status, you know what I'm saying? Up there with the rest of them. He's putting that work. I don't care what nobody
says. I just
want to
say,
man, come on, man. He putting that work, man. Had some of the best battles.
I'm not saying that nigga don't put in work because he puts in hella work. You know what I mean? Like, I seen DNA do some crazy shit. But what I'm saying is better
DNA
battles.
DNA is part of that foundation that got battle rap back. I cannot take that away from him. He has, like, they passed some of the best. You know, he's a part of some of the biggest moments of battle rap.
I want to say this to both of y'all, though.
His battle is still off of URL. I don't give a fuck what the hell y'all niggas talking about.
I don't want the conversation to be taken as if I don't think that battle is crazy. That battle is fire. You know what I'm saying? Diz versus DNA was a crazy back and forth. That's one of those battles, even though it's not on URL, it's on King of the Dot or whatever else it would be other than URL, it doesn't matter where it was. That battle was super live, bro. And the energy in that room was crazy. So, you know, I mean, but I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all want to see DNA and Verb still or – you know what I mean? Because I think Verb,
personally,
I always thought Verb would beat him. So, like, I don't really think it's not
honestly,
much to sell.
These are things we need to appreciate, bro. Like, we need to appreciate these, like, we seeing these, you know, guys actually having it's a genuine grudge, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It can actually, when you see it, it's an authentic, it's nothing, you know what I'm saying, fake about this, you know what I'm saying, battle. Like, those are things I think we need to appreciate it, you know what I'm saying, no matter who, you know what I'm saying, be it Verb was, you know what I'm saying, him and, you know what I'm saying? Rock start going at it on Twitter. Rock and Cal start going at back or like whatever. Sorry, I know they better, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? We should start appreciating stuff like that, other than, you know what I'm saying, it being the names or what we seen in their past couple battles. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we know what the potential that these two definitely can bring. We know what they about. You know what I'm saying? If we see something like this, a battle that they actually want to battle in. Oh, yeah, we definitely could see something.
I mean, I'm not going to take that from you, Hop. I do agree it doesn't matter where it's at, but you can't take away from quality. Quality comes with a name, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm not saying about where it's at. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The battle being genuine.
Well,
the battlers genuinely wanting to
fuck
battle.
All that. Do you want to see the battle?
Me? I would like to see it. Yeah, definitely.
See what battle?
DNA and Verb. Still.
Do I want to see DNA and Verb? No, I don't want to see DNA.
I do not. But, what about you, Nell?
I don't want to see that battle. I don't want to see it.
I really don't. It's not there. It's still not there.
This is at least three against one. I mean, go ahead. Say your point. Go ahead. My bad, bro.
No, I just think the DNA and Verb is just still kind of corny. Like, I feel like DNA has a tendency to drown itself out sometimes, too. So I don't really know how that might go. I just think I don't know, my nigga. It's kind of corny. Like, from what Hop said, though, his standpoint of it's a genuine grudge. We don't have a lot of those. I will take that into serious consideration, but I don't want to see that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I don't want to see that shit on Born Legacy 3. I do not.
Now, if they were to have, if they are doing it on, now, if it was main stage, I see what you're saying. But Born Legacy 3, I think this could definitely be something good. I've been liking how Verb is moving in these small rooms, like, I liked his performance against Real Deal in that.
That's not gonna get you Lux.
Hold on. I'm not even talking about Lux, bro. I'm talking about this battle. So what I want to see, I'm just trying to see Verb get back on his joint before me even really talking about Lux for real. Because I've been seeing little spurts here and there of, you know what I'm saying, vintage Verb, like his small room joint he'd been having in St. Louis and stuff like that. Like I said, the joint with Real Deal. If he was to do this with DNA in that environment, I think it would be received well. You know what I'm saying? Especially if he's gonna get in his bag. Like, I feel like Verb is definitely like he's been listening to people, even though he has that ego. But I think he's been listening to people, and I think he's trying to get back to that vintage Verb, man. He cut that nasty looking haircut off. He got back to the, you know what I'm saying, the Caesar Verb. Shit about to get real for niggas, bro.
Let's think about it, bro.
Verb with the Caesar. We got Hollow.
Whatever the fuck Verb looks like.
We got Goods.
Yo, listen.
Verb with the haircut, we get K Shine.
You sound like you in the Verb fan club or shit like that. That nigga said, that nigga got this. But that nigga wear this outfit, that nigga don't rap the same. That's my word.
Did I say outfit? Nah, nigga. No.
Nah, all jokes aside, bro. Verb and DNA is it's not something I'm really interested in. But, you know what I mean? Like you said, man, it's just there. So, you know, as time goes on, you know what I mean? But, yo, before we get up out of here.
Hold on. We got a couple cars. I want y'all to talk about real quick. I'm
with Links on this one. I don't want to give my prediction on the card personally. And I'm gonna tell you why. You know,
Marvin, what y'all think about the card?
I was gonna ask Nels. We spoke about this the other day when we did the recap. But what do you feel, Nels, about Sue Surf and Tay Rock battling NWX again? Like, what do you think about them battling again? I mean, like, finishing up the battle. How you feel about that?
You know, I think it needs to be done, but I don't know if it's going to live up to the hype of the first one. It's either going to ruin it or it's going to make it – is it going to be great or horrible? You know what I'm saying? It's either going to ruin the entire thing or it's going to be like, damn, okay, I'm glad that they finally finished that battle because that shit was amazing. I don't think it's going to be no in-between. It's either going to be great or ass.
Okay. Yeah, we spoke about it the other day.
I just wanted to hear y'all thoughts on the battle. Y'all ain't really have to give y'all predictions.
Bro, that's a fucking big card to me, and I think that we have a whole lot to say. So let's just save that shit for a whole
lot. I don't want to really break it down because, yo, I'm a nigga where, bro, sometimes, again, a nigga just like the Jay Murder shit. I put too much shit on it. I'll be thinking, like, this ain't, you know what I mean? You're putting too much into it, my nigga. Like, that ruins it for me. And then I'm going to hear some shit on Twitter somewhere. Yo, these niggas snap. I'm going to watch the shit. It's going to be, you know, half of what niggas said. I'm trying to get back to, like, enjoying it. As far as reviewing the card and, like, if it's a dope card or not, yeah. But the rundown tonight, nigga, Come on, bro. And on top of that, I'm not going to even hold you. I don't really like the fact that they battling again. I think that, like, I'm with Nails. Like, bro, you have the, yo, they got a classic shit on there.
I know it's like three other battles on his card, right?
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, the biggest thing that everybody wants to talk about is that Tay-Rock shit, right? Tay-Rock and Sue Surf. And the thing about that is, like, it's already legendary. It's already classic, bro. Two rounds, you don't have to do shit else. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can go on and battle somebody else. That shit is already done. All thing it's going to do, if anything, is either diminish it or make it better. And more than likely, it more than likely might diminish it. Just let that shit be, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, let that shit be. Word to Miz voice. Let him be, my nigga. Let him be. Let him be.
Let him be.
Let him be, my nigga. That's a fact. That's how I really feel about it. Because it's not something, like, what the fuck is Kayshawn and them niggas going to do? You know what I mean? They're not going to fight. We don't want that type of tension like that. That tension was already there. They just going to, like, nah. I'm cool. I'm cool on that. But, now, personally, if you want to give you a rundown of the card of what you think it's going to be my guest, my nigga. Go ahead. I ain't taking that from you.
Nah, wait.
You sure, my nigga, because I ain't going to hold you. You're talking about you want to see other card. You want to see other battles on the card. What other battle, or like, what other battle do you really want to see that's on the card?
Hoffa and T-Top, my nigga. John and Don, Big T. Like,
I mean, I could care.
Those are the two battles I actually want to see. Those are the two battles I want to see.
If
like I said, those
don't
are
let
actual
him take it from you,
John and Don, Big T, actual grudge match. You know what I'm saying?
Don't let him get it back. Don't let him get it back on you, nigga. That's all I can say.
Cool.
But why would you not want to? But it's the thing. Why would you not want to see that? Those are the things that you should
want
to
see. Nigga, Big T has
not
been Big T for 3 fucking years. Like, give it up, my nigga. Like, I ain't about to hold you with Big T. I'm sick of this shit. That nigga has not been that nice in years. So niggas been like, why don't you want
to
see Big T?
Listen to me.
Time out. Before you run down
some
mediocre performances or some comeback shit that he did that you thought was okay, none of that shit has been as good as what Big T used to be. So how you felt about that shit personally, that's cool. But me, as the fan of what
son,
used
you can't
to
be nostalgic
on that shit.
All the time, bro.
Nostalgic.
Yo, Jay-Z
Big
is not
nice
Jay-Z. Is Jay-Z on
nice
Magna Carta? Is Jay-Z on Magna Carta the same Jay-Z on Volume 3?
Personally been nice to Sinatra in a long time. Niggas went crazy for some weak-ass bunny ear shit a few years ago when Big T said way more intricate shit than that. I'm cool on Big T. I can give a like personally.
So you don't care nothing about Summer Madness 5?
No, I don't care about if Big T, who's Big T's battling, trying to get his name back up because he fell from grace. And he's
how is he trying to get his name back up? This has been a grudge for almost a year. What are you talking about? How's he just?
I mean, bro,
this is what I'm talking about. Like, these are actual grudge matches.
I don't care about their so-called grudge. Me, as Sinatra, I don't care. Because John Adon is up. Big T is on the decline. Big time. Like, Big T hasn't been Big T in a while. We had Norbs on the show, like, a month ago. I said the same thing to him. And he agreed to a certain extent about certain shit I was saying. Big T is washed up. I don't give a fuck. I hope the nigga hears it so he steps this shit up. But personally, Big T ain't been Big T in a long time. In my opinion. So, good luck to that
nigga. I don't think he's about to get his name up.
Nah, he... All right, bro. A lot of niggas pull themselves out the grave. He's not one of them. Like, you tell me what crazy performance or something that I'm missing or something. Like, what tell me. Because Kayshawn pulled himself out the grave with that 2-on-2 shit. DNA revitalized his career. What the fuck did Big T do to, like, what the fuck was he doing?
He joined
the fucking...
Nah,
he slowed down
from as much as he battled last year, bro. He slowed
bro,
way
bro,
down.
Bro, he joined a crew full of niggas
year
on the decline, and all of them niggas is up. All of them niggas are making improvements, and Big T is chasing John. He's going to do some mediocre shit against John. He's going to do some mediocre shit against John. Like, I could give a fuck up. Yo, bro, Big T used to be super fucking nice, bro. Calico, fucking math, like, Sue Surf. Like, he used to be really fucking dope. So, like, the shit that you're talking, bro, I mean, to me, personally, why it frustrates me is because at that moment in time, again, to me, you were not into battle rap as much at that time. He had like a
my
span
nigga,
of like a
nigga,
year.
They
and
have
half.
YouTube, my nigga. Come on, my nigga. I know what that Big T is like. All I've seen
right,
the
battle. You can't watch
countless
Matt
times,
Austin
Dave
Earp today and get the
signs.
Same feel as you got about it.
Sign. It don't.
About 4 years
it don't.
Ago, if you
saw
the first time yesterday.
The bars, bro. So, wait, right, so why are you still right, harping
so,
on?
So,
if
so,
it's not
so,
the same feeling,
so yo, tell me how Big T versus John John was. If you go to that shit and I'll watch and I'll give you my opinion. But I'm not interested at Sinatra. Not as hip-hop at the round table at Sinatra. Big T is washed the fuck up. Period.
That nigga fell off, B. Fell off like a bad bag of dope, nigga.
Oh, my
nigga,
nigga
that nigga.
Dick, man.
That nigga ain't been nice in
that
a
nigga
long time.
Like, yo, son, he's one of them niggas that be on the same nigga that said. And, like, you sitting up here telling me what the fuck he do. That nigga don't do nothing. And I don't want John John, even as much as I'm giving John John grief, I don't want that nigga John John to get that shit back to Big T for what? John John, like, nigga, for what?
I don't know. John John wanted this battle. He said he wanted this battle.
He wants
that battle for Summer Madness.
He's going to put Big T where he needs to be for good. But that's it. It's not because he can take, like, what could Big T, what is beating John, like, what is John John beating Big T going to do for him, really? Like, tell me. Like, what is he taking from Big T?
Nothing.
But if Big T beats John John,
I give you that.
He gets his name back. He gets a lot of status back. And people going, he going to be like, yeah, I told y'all, nigga. No, nigga, no. You've been telling us that for 3 years, and that you did that bullshit bunny ear shit. I had to listen to niggas telling me I was hating on that nigga for that weak-ass line from a nigga who's mad intricate with wordplay. You let 50 Cent tell you he was his favorite battle rapper, and that was your fucking trophy, and that was it. Period.
You got that one. You got that one. Definitely. I hear you.
Yeah, he fell off after 50 said he was his favorite, and he was
didn't you
super
want to
gassed.
Battle, then you wanted to battle Rex, and you battled him in the house and got bodied and what? Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. That nigga's been on the decline for a while. That
find some way to bring up Rex, man.
You know what I'm saying? Even, yo, listen, bro, I'm just saying, like, all jokes aside, bro, Big T is a disappointment of how good he used to be, and I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. You was the first. He's the first nigga to beat Clips. To me, like, I remember him talking shit to Clips in the X Factor battle. I remember him telling Clips he had some shit for him. I remember how nice Big T used to be. So don't tell me shit about Big T and some John John the Don to a nigga who done fell off. To a nigga like John John who's owning his own league and got Twitter leagues and like, get the fuck out of here. That nigga's making moves, and you just a stepping stone for that nigga. Like, for real.
Mm.
For real.
That nigga Sinatra getting hot. That nigga hairline falling back.
And that was
Sinatra.
Yo,
listen, don't tell me about the niggas that
Sinatra
made Jack
had
rich,
to drive
bro.
My gears joint.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, listen. This
we're really
grind
Sinatra's
made Smack rich, bro.
Turn up.
These niggas made Smack rich, bro. Kim, Young Ill. Like, all Calico, Math, Verb, Hitman, you know, all of them niggas put this shit to another level. And Young Ill, he lost it from a different perspective. You know what I mean? Some people just fought and couldn't keep up. That nigga, I don't know how the fuck he's still here because he's lackluster. He's a shell of himself. And I'm
that
sick
nigga's
of, like,
booty butt, too.
I'm sick of, like, nobody says it. So I'll say it. You're a shell of yourself, bro. You up here making Instagrams, holding bitches' asses and all that. Get back to bars, bro. Like, get back to what you do best. Because that other shit is weak. And a nigga telling me you about to battle John John is a snooze fest because you don't deserve to battle that nigga because you're doing nothing but holding on to your career with NWX. Ooh, and that's it. Period.
Ooh. Talk that shit. Talk that
though.
Cash.
And if I'm
money,
bugging, prove me wrong, bro. Tell me I'm a hater and show me how nice you are. But don't do that shit by coming out with a round and a half of some weak shit. And saying some chalaka bullshit of what you used to do. Because the nigga that battle surf, you ain't here no more, bro.
Ooh,
that might have been the last time he was really nice, right there.
Ooh,
and I'm going to leave it like that, bro.
That
for real.
Good.
For real.
Ooh.
That nigga just hit him with a dirty 30 on that boy.
Yo, real shit.
Nasty.
Yo, real shit,
nasty.
Yo. Turn up. Ooh. Nah. Nah, it's a G shit. Yo,
nah, come
Jesus,
on, Link. Yo, Link, you battle rap cuss. Yo, am I lying, bro?
Yo.
Like, real nigga,
nah,
shit.
That
am
nigga,
I lying?
That nigga dressed.
Hey, yo,
that nigga
Big T fell off, though, man. He fell off. That nigga Sinatra went in, though. Like, goddamn, I thought I was ready for the round one, nigga. Ding, ding.
Yo, that was my. I thought I went crazy on
Charlie
Clips.
Like, yo, listen, mind you, Lynx, early in the show, you was like, yo, you didn't know the boy from Philly. You're not watching. I'll give you that. You can't be wrong and strong, my nigga. Don't be talking if you don't know what you're talking about. Fair enough. I know what I'm talking about with the boy Big T. You knew what Big T used to be a nigga who could have. He was considered one of the best in URL at one moment.
Now, once you brought up those specific battles, I definitely hear you. Hold on, Hop.
Do you know the first nigga to ever battle you on URL? It's
Big T versus Deacon Frost.
Come on, my nigga. So, like, bro, you, bro, that shit. Nigga,
thank you,
Obi
Smack Kenobi.
Listen, bro, like, Obi
Smack Kenobi and shit.
Come on, son. Come on, son. You got classics with niggas, bro. And you ain't did that shit
right.
for twice.
Exactly
like, come
right.
on, bro.
Yeah, and you now you battling niggas nameless.
Just look at what everybody else is at compared to him. Like he's like stuck in limbo.
Yeah, I mean,
Scooby Dodo. Can we say it, Scooby Dodo?
Yes.
I mean,
but other than that, I think the Mass Hoffa and T-Top joint is a pretty, I mean, the balls these niggas got to book that battle, yo. Them niggas, so, yeah. That, and, hey, man, that's why I guess
hey,
that's
man.
How it is in the business.
Hey.
But that's what I'm saying.
Nah,
I guess that's
battle,
how it is in the business.
Yo, you forgot? This battle was supposed to
yeah,
go down on
saying,
a while
that's
ago.
Why. But remember, it was going to be, it was your, it was going to be Don't Flop. Actually, I think it was Don't Flop first. Remember, you, Math was off URL for a minute around the time.
Yeah.
T-Top was coming up. Math was off URL. This was supposed to be.
Well, I'm glad this battle's going down where it needs to go down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cause they remember they were saying, oh, they blocked the battle. Hey, man, I guess, hey. Hey, I don't know what to say. It's all said and done now.
Hey, look, this nigga done pulled me in with that Big T shit. I ain't gonna lie. I hope that the T-Top and Mav was up to the hype. And I'm gonna only from a Mav Hoppa perspective because the pressure's on Mav. We know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Mav is the one that's kind of like getting his feet back to where he needs to be. And I feel like Mav is there. You know what I'm saying? I just hope that he shows up because if he shows up. That battle's going to be a classic battle because T-Top is already – this is his time right now. You know what I'm saying? Not to say he can't mess up, but Math is the one playing catch-up a little bit to me. So it's like if Math is on point, bro, and just does what Math usually do, you don't got bars like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this could be a good one. You know what I'm saying? It could be a real good one.
In a sense, it's almost kind of easy to foreshadow how this battle is going to come out, like how it's going to sound. But
well, you Cleo now?
But I mean, if you really think about it, you know what I'm saying, with Mass, he's gonna probably try to go at the you know what I'm saying, try to out drug you know what I'm saying, out drug, you know what I'm saying, bar.
No,
Let me finish.
Before you finish, because Hop about to say some bullshit. Whatever Hop is saying, I got Mav 2-1 now. T-Top, I'm sorry. I ain't even want to pick nobody. But Mav about to fuck. I remember, but Hop about to fuck it up and say some illogical shit. No.
Wow.
Mav 2-1 now. Mav gonna beat him now. Good job, Hop.
Listen,
continue.
Well,
go ahead.
First off, Mega Mind, since you think you know what I was gonna say before, I was like I was saying, yeah. I feel like Mav is gonna try to try. He's gonna try to out drug bar, out gangster bar, because I feel like with their styles is very, that's the reason why I feel like that matchup is a good matchup because their styles kind of complement each other, but I feel like he's gonna try to show them, you know what I'm saying, that he's gonna try to vet them in the term, you know what I'm saying, in my sense, showing like I was, you know what I'm saying, I've been in that room, I've been doing this type shit like that. But what I think was good with Math, he's very versatile. He can switch it up a lot, you know what I'm saying, which I've been seeing a lot since he came back, you know what I'm saying, in that battle with me. I see with Chilla, like, he definitely showed the versatility in his style, which I think would be able to something that might be able to go better with the crowd, other than with T-Top, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's going to be the one thing that might be able to, he might have up with him, you know what I'm saying? He know how to work that crowd, you know what I'm saying, way better. You know what I'm saying? T-Top is getting there now, you know what I'm saying? But he knows how to work that URL crowd, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to have almost kind of the same content, but I don't know.
I mean, this ain't a.
Hey, yo, when was the Dead versus Mass battle? Was that last year or the year before?
2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that was,
Maybe that'd be last summer.
I think it was the end of 2014. I think it was the end of 2014, around there.
It had to be, oh. I think, because back-to-back wasn't out last. Like, yeah, nah, that shit was, it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
All right, so that means that Mav's best battle in years was when he battled Chilla.
Probably.
Oh, all right.
Okay, back to weightlifting. Okay, that nigga, man, I got you. Nah, but I'm saying, so you saying that Math is kind of, are you saying he's washed up, or are you saying he's just not where he used to be? Like, you know, what's the difference?
I'm saying that Math is one L away from being the Big T combo.
I don't know, bro.
I can't say that because I like this. I think, other than that third round Big K had against them, Math had, like, it was, that was a pretty good performance from Math against Big K. You know what I'm saying? I think Math definitely been having some good performances.
Nobody wanted
in
to book him. Yo,
was it good? Was it good or was it just better than his bad ones?
No, I honestly think it was good. Because my first watch, I had Math, and then the second watch, after I had Big K. But, you know what I'm saying, it was a good – I felt like that was a really good battle for me.
I mean, the last great Matt Hopper battle I really saw was against him and Diz. Him and Diz was a really good battle for me.
Yeah.
So, him
yeah,
and Chilla
was
really good. Yeah, that was like a really, really good battle. Like, that's why, like, even with the fight and everything, if the fight wasn't there, that was a dope-ass battle. I think I might have asked Diz on that. Yeah, I think I might have asked Diz on that. I don't know. But either way. Math, I won't say he's in the conversation where Big T could be from 1L because, again, Math was suspended or however you want to put it. People wouldn't book him. Big T was just there. You know what I'm saying? Big T was there. Nigga was giving him chances after chances. Yeah, like chance after chance. Now, mind you, when Math did come back, he wasn't the same Math that he usually has been, but that's kind of like getting you, you know, getting back in the game shape, so to speak. I just feel like
Math
has been the same nigga. He just hasn't changed. He hasn't evolved. The same way Rex has.
I give you that.
Rex didn't fall off. He just stayed the fucking same.
Okay.
I don't think Math really fell off either, though, bro. I think the outside stuff with the whole Diz fight, and if people feeling like Math was drowning on it too much, with stuff that made people turned them off from Math. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Before then, Math was very average. Math has always been very average. Math is an average player that will hit you with 30 points every now and then. He's like Rick Fox.
Rick Fox? No, bro. I can't give you Rick Fox.
He's like Rick Fox.
I can't give you
Rick
Fox,
bro.
No, bro. No, I can't do you.
Like
I can't let you do Math like that, bro. Nah, man.
Math is an average player that'll put up 30 points every once in a while.
I think Math probably had that moment with himself when he battled Calico for the first time. I give you that because he figured he was coming into a whole new game and he's seen it right there. I think after that he adapted well enough, but still stayed true to what he, you know what I'm saying, what people loved him for. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like he was able to, you know what I'm saying, have good battles against the Shotgun Sugar, have good battles against the Arsenal, have good battles, you know what I'm saying, against a rematch with T-Rex, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Like, I feel like he was still able to adapt, you know what I'm saying, as like how T-Rex was, you know what I'm saying? They were both able to adapt. I think they just had, you know what I'm saying, different paths, you know what I'm saying, as to Math went off URL after his certain instances. He just had – he just had stupid, careless situations that messed up his, you know what I'm saying, his stock. He wanted to just keep it, like, after the dosage, well, those we don't want to talk about, the, more so the Sirius Jones situation, like, that, you know what I'm saying, messed up his stock on, because remember, he was on one that year, you know what I'm saying? So if he was continuing to continue to excel that year, like, he was still, I still think he, people wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But him having to go off URL, you know what I'm saying, then having to battle here and there, you know what I'm saying, then
hey, yo.
Battle.
Hey, yo,
you
know hey, yo, Hop.
Yo.
Yo, yo, Nels.
Yo,
I'm gonna tell you what happened to Math, right? Math was hitting the gym every day, my nigga, right? And then that nigga caught a major injury, nigga. He wasn't able to work out no more, nigga. So this is what we see. we seeing a nigga that hasn't been working out in about 2 fucking years, nigga.
This like AI coming back to Philly in a sense to
yo,
me.
Yo, it's like
you know
no.
What I'm
yo, all some G shit. It's like when Mike came back. It's like when Mac came back with 4 or 5. It was like, yeah, it's Mike, but it's not. This ain't the nigga that we used
he's
to see. This ain't the
Mike.
Nigga that.
Yeah, he started shooting.
It's a different
more.
Mike, my nigga. Like,
I got
like,
you. That's a good one.
Like real shit.
But he still found a way to get himself through though. That's the thing. That's where I can come. I like that. But he's like Mike still found a way to get himself through. Time to still get the job done, which I feel like Matt's able to do. You know what I'm saying? Now the Matt we're seeing right now. I still agree with Nels. It's not Matt really doesn't change his style too much. That he's not up there with like a Lux or a Verb or nothing like that, but he's not, you know what I'm saying, no offense, a John, a Don or so, you know what I'm saying? Like, he knows he has his lane and he has the way that people, you know what I'm saying, he knows how to translate what he says to the people. And the people that it translates to, you know what I'm saying, they get it, you know what I'm saying? They take it for what it is. I don't know, man. I think Math is still able to hit that core, his core following. I think he still has a solid core following.
He does. But look, I'm just saying this, right? Look at somebody like a Tay Rock. He's been battling
mm-hmm.
forever since he was like 15. That nigga adapted. He
mm-hmm.
changed. He grew. If you listen to some old Tay Rock and listen to him now, two different niggas. It's the same nigga, but he improved. He got better. Listen to Math
mm-hmm.
back then. Listen to Math
I mean,
right now.
I will agree with
same
y'all
shit.
That Math. Go ahead, Nels. Go ahead.
Man.
Yo, Nels.
Yo.
Go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
No, I mean, I was just saying, like, someone like a Tay Rock back in the day, he was hot. You know what I'm saying? But he was hot for that time. And over time, he got better. He changed. He improved. He adapted a little better. You know what I'm saying? But someone like Math, listen to some old Math shit. I listen to Math versus, like, Iron Solomon. Dope battle. But listen to him now. He sounds the exact fucking same.
Hell fucking no.
I was say the same thing. I say
hell
he started
fucking
sounding the
no.
same. He
I
started
think,
sounding the
and
same
I think,
after. Hold on. He started sounding the
go
same
ahead,
after he came back the second time when he battled Arsenal and everybody. He came with a new format. Like, you don't got bars
right.
like that. You dust head. After that, since that moment in time to coming back now, I don't see that much progression. But if you go back to Matt versus Iron Solomon, or versus Verb, or versus Rex. I mean, he had to progress. He couldn't have made it without progressing.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? I won't say he, now to say how you felt about him personally as like where he deserved to be, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, so I'm not going to tell you what you see is off. I'm just saying that, you know, I think that Math has not progressed as much from a style perspective since then, and he was out the game for like a year and a half. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he's not going to be quite in game shape like everyone else, but I don't think he's been as bad as Big T. I don't think he's been that bad.
I think we all understand that Math was never the most lyrical guy. He always knew how to put bars together very well. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I will never say Math wasn't lyrical, so I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I said the most lyrical, you know what I'm saying? But, like, he knew how to put his stuff together, you know what I'm saying? Great.
I mean, I thought Math was kind of more well-rounded. He just didn't have like a crazy flow, but he could rap and he could do haymakers, you know? I just feel like I do understand where Nels is coming from in the sense of like him being exhausted with the whole Matt Hoffa thing. I can understand from his perspective somewhat, you know what I'm saying, to some degree, because Matt has been given a lot of chances and he has not necessarily, like, you know, really wild you in a well. Like, I think people big up the Chilla Jones battle a lot more than it, you know, it deserves. But, you know, again, it's a different time now. It depends on what you are interested in. So, I don't know. I don't think Math is as bad as Nels is saying, no. I don't. I really don't. One L away? Nah, maybe two or three.
Nah.
Yeah, you got. I think we have to see Mavs, his little tourney right here on the UR, back on the URL to really decide. You know what I'm saying? Let's see how he caps off this 2016 to really say that. You know what I'm saying? Cause this is what he's been waiting for this whole time, to come back to the URL. So let's see how he does with this, with the opportunity.
I want to say this though before we get off this topic real quick. Because I don't know if he's about to get up out of here. But I do think in the 2-1-2s with Cortez, you know, the second round was cool. Other than that, I was not too impressed, you know what I'm saying, with Matt Hoffa. But I chalked it up as that's not him by himself. And don't be, you know, just be grateful he's back on URL. You get to see him battle to try to get it back. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that nigga ain't where Big T is at. Big T is with the ground. Big T about to get cremated, is how I feel. But that nigga just won't die. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he like boom.
Yeah, listen, man, I'm not trying to shit on him again. I already said what I had to say about Big T, you know what I'm saying? So do what you need to do, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think there's any more topics we really got right now. I thought the show today was cool, fellas, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, I am looking forward to Born Legacy 3. I think the card that's coming up now with the Raw, Sue Surf, K-Rock and all that, so that's okay, but I'm looking forward to the Born Legacy 3. You know what I'm saying? I really am. And now shout out to URL too, because they've been consistent for a minute. I haven't heard niggas complain about URL or anything they do in a long time. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them for listening to the people. You know what I'm saying?
Back though.
That's...
Right,
yeah, your links, man. Next time you come on the show, my nigga, and you tip your motherfucking bucket hat at me talking about what I don't know in battle rap, nigga, you a DJ with that fucking hat. Don't you fucking forget it.
That nigga done dropped off on your ass. You know you always do that shit. Yeah. But, man, let's get up out of this joint, man.
Yo, so not your son and all that. You know what I mean? Shout out to the squad.
Sure, boy, hip-hop. Hip-hop at the round table, we out.